But right now, even if it's been the best Monday that we have ever had, we're going to take some time and encourage ourselves in the Lord of what has God promised is available to us. How can we on purpose step into joy, confident expectation that no matter what I see, no matter what I face, goodness and greatness are belonging to me through Jesus and not wavering. Like today's a day where if there's been any like uneasiness and wavering and hesitation, today's a day where the anointing can destroy that and handle that because that's his character and his nature. If it's not faith, it's sin, and the anointing comes to abolish sin and lead us to repentance. So that wavering, that's something that the anointing takes care of, and it helps us have a solid ground to stand on.
Yeah.
So by the time this broadcast finishes, we're going to be sure as a company, as a corporate body, we're going to have a surety that what God says, it's coming to pass. What God has made available, it is mine. And I'm not going to waver on it anymore. So yeah, we had fun and joking at the beginning, and that's terrific and can sometimes make this easier. Like truly a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Mary Poppins, but you know, truly some of that time the Lord can use it to help make things more easily digestible.
Yeah.
So if there's jokey along the way, that doesn't mean we're out of the flow necessarily. No. It's God's going to help us get this down. He wants us to digest his word, to believe his word, and to stand in his word. Yeah. So for every single person watching, and I'm about done to pass it off to the girls. For every single person watching, this has not just been you. It's important to know you're not alone. If you have been tempted to get out of hope, that's not just you. The enemy is a slime ball who doesn't move by coincidence. He moves through coordination. And you are attached to a vine that is going somewhere with the Lord. We have a destination up ahead of us. We have promises that are ours. So it's not just you. You're not bad. You're not horrible. You're not the worst of the bunch. You're a part of the vine. And the vine together is going to draw on the power of God. Yeah. And we're going to watch as God completely obliterates the lies of the enemy.
Yeah, well, honestly, like, this is family, so I'm just going to be honest. What you saw at the beginning, just a minute ago, all that was coming out and everything, that is... that's joy coming out of me, because there have been so many attacks recently that like I, unfortunately, the past couple weeks, like I let myself get discouraged. I let myself, what Pastor was talking about yesterday on the that boomerang and everything, I let myself get like succumb to these attacks. And honestly, I'm on the other side of it. And it's like, now it's like, I'm finally like, I can breathe again.
Yeah.
And that's why you're seeing this joy come out of me, is because that's breakthrough. That's the anointing. Yeah. That's an overflow of what God's doing, of what God did yesterday in me. But it's like, I'll tell you, if you've been going through some temptations of doubt, of fear, of discouragement, heaviness, things like that, it's not just you. It's the body. It's even, I'm sure, partners. And it's so important to recognize that, because if we think it's just us, we'll isolate ourselves, we'll get into pity, and then we'll think, oh, it's just me. Like, remember when Pastor had that broadcast a while back, and he talked about how people think their problem is special. And they think they have a special mountain. Like, you know, when the Bible says to speak to the mountain, when people think they have a special mountain, they're not going to speak to the mountain because it seems so big. It's not big. Whatever you've been going through, it's not big. It's a lie. And the whole body, I'm sure, if we took a survey right now, everybody, I'm sure, has had something that, even if they haven't been struggling, they at least had a temptation come up, because we know the word tells us that the enemy will come and try to deceive and try to tempt us, but we can overcome that. We don't have to. So honestly, on a scale, some people recently may have fallen under, have given in to the temptation more than others. And I'm being honest that I had a moment recently where I gave into that temptation of discouragement, but God is faithful. And I'm sitting here today on the other side of it. It doesn't matter. I mean, honestly, I went through, so About 2 weeks ago, I had a temptation come up, and I kind of got bulldozed a little bit and let myself, and then I came out of it, and then guess what? I did the same thing. I allowed, like, it happened again, and it happened even, like, worse in some ways. Happened again. That temptation came up again. But what I'm saying is, you're not alone if something like that's been happening. And also, if you haven't, just be wise. Keep up hope. Like, don't let the enemy steal that hope. And if you're like, I don't, Marky, I don't know what you're talking about. I've had an excellent past couple weeks or past month or whatever. Then that's awesome. Yeah. Just keep that hope going because it's crucial. Right now, the hope is crucial.
Yeah. Well, we know God has great and mighty plans for each and every person, each and every person watching. We know that He has them. He already has them prepared. But what we control is our expectation and how much we tap into that, into those promises, into that supply, into that supply of hope during those times where it feels like I'm trying to get bulldozed over. What do I do? That supply for whatever we need throughout the work week, throughout the day, maybe one of the greatest things you've ever faced, needing to draw on the supply of the Lord in that. And truly, that's available, but it's up to us what we expect and how we draw on that. And it's so important to not just let whatever happens, happens. And well, today I just woke up feeling down, or today I'm great, but, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. No, it's time for us as the children of God to take hold, to let our flesh know, hey, this is how I'm going to be today. I don't care how I woke up. I don't care how the day tried to go. I don't care whatever tried to come up. I'm telling you how today's going to be. I'm telling you how I'm going to feel today. And grabbing hold of that expectation, I may feel, there's been days where I felt zero expectation. Like, Lord, I know you say your promises are there, but I don't even know if anything's like happening today in the flesh. That's how I felt. And yet on the days where I purposed myself to press through, hey, I'm not going to let that be the story today. I'm going to press into the Word of God, into faith, into expectation. Sure enough, as I've just, Lord, I don't know what, but you're doing something great today. I am expecting great things from you, and purpose myself. His Word comes through every single time. Yeah. For those who stand on His Word, who draw on it. And it's up to us what we expect.
Yeah.
It's up to us to decide what we're going to expect from God.
Yeah.
What we're going to expect from His Word today. Am I going to expect the fullness, or am I just going to expect what I've seen in the past? Yeah.
Well, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we could ask or think. Basically, God is able to do beyond what I'm expecting. He's able to do that. But if my expectation is only here, then He's able to do above it. But I've got to get my thinking up if I want the next level abundance of God. Like, I may have zero expectation for God, and His mercy keeps me, and His mercy protects me, and His mercy has provided for me. Like, a lot of my life has basically just been the mercy of God.
Yeah.
But if I'll start putting expectation on His goodness, then I can tap into a different facet of who He is, and there's a different level of grace available to me. All grace is mine. But if I'm only expecting a fraction of it, I'm not even scratching the surface of the depth of what's available. And what I love in all of that, like in all of what you just shared, is it brought up to me a verse that I'll reference quite frequently in prayer, because, I mean, it ties very well into prayer. But it was reminding me of this moment right now, too. In Psalm 5, verse 3, it says, "In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you." So write that, and there's another line. The other line is where we're going. But just that alone, I'm waking up, and on purpose, I'm setting my eyes on you. On purpose, I'm talking to you, Lord. Early in the morning, you'll hear my voice. Early in the morning, I'm going to order my prayer to you. I'm putting expectation on you. I'm going to have fellowship with you. It's important that as we set our expectation, our eyes are only on the Lord.
Right.
Not just on the promise that we want to see fulfilled,
We shouldn't just be looking at the fulfillment of the promise as the finish line. No, my finish line is my God.
Yeah.
My eyes are on him.
Yes.
And as Matthew 6:33 says, as I seek first the kingdom and his righteousness,
mm-hmm. yes.
all things will be added unto me.
Yes.
So my eyes aren't on the promise themselves, like not on the fulfillment of the promise.
Yeah.
My eyes is on the promise keeper.
Yeah.
And as I'm looking at him, my obviously the promises are going to be added to me. So in this verse, it's saying, early I'm going to wake up and you're going to hear from me.
Yeah.
Early I'm going to set my prayers to you. And at the end of the verse, in the morning, O Lord, you'll hear my voice. In the morning, I'll order my prayer to you and eagerly watch.
Yeah.
Eagerly yeah. watch. Well, what are we watching for? We're watching for the manifestation because mm-hmm. we don't go into fellowship blindly. We're not supposed to go to the Lord blindly and just, oh, well, all I'm doing is talking to you today and maybe something will happen. No, I am expectant that my fellowship produces fruit.
Yeah.
I'm expectant that my yeah. God backs his word.
Yeah.
So if I have a conversation with him and in that conversation, he says, decree a thing right now,
yeah.
then I am eagerly watching for the fulfillment of that thing. I'm not dropping it.
Mm-hmm.
I am eagerly expectant on it. I'm confident.
Yeah.
I'm persuaded. You can't talk me out of it. I am eagerly watching.
Mm-hmm.
I am expectantly mm-hmm. having eyes on that day, which
yeah.
is why recently when Pastor has been ministering, something good is happening to me today. What's he doing? He's having a whole body at one time setting our eyes on the fact
yeah.
that because we're with God, because we're in fellowship with him, something good has to come.
Yeah.
I'm. It may not be the A plus B equals C that my logic could connect together,
yeah.
but something good has to come. And put that in the comments right now. Let that faith just begin
yeah,
to bubble up out of you. Something good is coming to me today.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm
yeah.
eager about it. You don't have to type all this, but let this be your heart. We're eager about it. We're expectant over it. I'm watching to see this perform. God is able, and it's happening now. Right
yeah.
now, something
yeah.
good is happening to you. Every partner
yeah.
that's watching,
mm-hmm.
something good is happening.
Yeah. That's why it's so important to allow ourselves to have the revelation of how much he loves us.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to someone, maybe it was Pastor, within the past couple weeks about how the revelation of God's love for us changes absolutely everything. It
mm-hmm.
opens the door to everything that we
yeah.
need.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we know how much, I mean, truly, I don't think we'll ever on this earth know the fullness of how much
yeah.
he loves us, but just continuously receiving a revelation of how much he loves us,
yeah.
it opens up the door that even when hope could seem to try to be grated away, as soon as we look to God,
mm-hmm.
we are flooded with this peace because I don't know what's trying to go on in the world or with these natural things, fleshly
yeah.
things, these fleshly circumstances. But one thing I do know is that the God of the universe, the
yeah.
God of all things, the Lord of lords and King of kings, loves me so much. More than the life of his own son. That's how much he loves me.
Yeah.
I have nothing to worry about. Whatever I need, he's got an answer for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's wanting to get it to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for every legal loophole to get his blessings
yeah.
to me. So even if I haven't maybe been perfect, even if I haven't heard perfectly from him, he can get loud.
Yeah.
As long as I'm seeking after him, you know, I'm focusing on him. I'm so excited and I can receive from him. Once we have that revelation of that love,
yeah,
it all becomes so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So much easier to expect. Because we know every time we look, you know, when you know, like, your parents, when you just think about, like, a loving father or a loving mother, when they love their kids don't have to worry about anything because they know that their parents are looking for everything to take care of them. And not just to take care of them and help them survive, but
yeah.
to make them happy.
Yeah.
Any loving parent would do that. How much more is our God?
Yeah.
And so it makes it so much easier to wake up every single day in expectation.
Yeah.
Every single day because we know
the God of all gods, the mm-hmm. King of kings, the Lord of lords, loves me. Yeah. He's a loving father looking to love on me. Well, I've got great expectation. Yeah. What is he going to do today? I have no idea, but I know it's something good because he loves me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about like the love of God. You're talking yeah. about receiving the love of God. And that's so important. Now I'm like thinking about the way I'm
important.
Saying important. I don't know. It's vital. It's so vital. Yeah. But
important.
I don't, everyone says that word differently. But anyway, recently I wanted to share this because this is what I was talking about, how recently I had an attack where in my mind where I allowed myself to get discouraged and yeah. in doubt. And really what that is, if we're being completely honest here,
right.
that's not just doubting the word or doubting things or whatever. That's doubting God.
Yeah.
That's doubting his intentions for us.
Yeah.
That's doubting that he is who he says he is. He's only good. That when we ask him something, the verses that say when you pray, he hears you. And not only does he hear you, but you have your requests. All those verses, I was in this trap where I knew all of that was true, but I was struggling.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I was like struggling in my mind and I was like, I don't know how to get out of this
mm-hmm.
because I know God loves me. I know he's faithful. He's telling me to be in expectation right now
yeah.
and I don't want to, or my flesh doesn't want to. So I was mm-hmm. in this like battle and everything. The one thing that got me out of it, and this has happened to me before, but
yeah,
the one thing that got me out of it was one thing Pastor Nicole said to me. She said, you have all these doubts and you have all these things that are trying to come up in your mind, but in your heart,
yeah.
you love God.
Yeah.
And that settled it for me. No yeah. longer was I trying to debate or convince yeah. myself to hope in God. No yeah. longer was I trying yeah. to explain to myself why I should trust God. No, I trust him because he's faithful and going through all this stuff. It went from something that was in my head to a decision I was making in my spirit. I started listening to my spirit. I stopped being in the mental realm. That'll take us out. The enemy, his warfare is in the yeah. mental realm.
Yeah.
So even as we're talking about today, this yeah. is not us trying to convince ourselves, why mm-mm. should we be in hope? Why should we expect great things today? Okay, I'm gonna listen to what you guys have to say, and at the end, I'm going to decide whether I'm going to do that or not, or listen or not. And honestly,
right.
I've kind of subconsciously been there a lot, many times. But if you boil it all down,
mm-hmm.
We're going to do what the word says to do. The word says to expect great things today.
Yeah.
Everything that we're talking about, it's not a choice.
Yeah.
It's not up for debate
yeah.
because we love God. So I just felt led to share that, to step out of the mental realm and just
yeah.
step into the spirit. I know this is true and I love God, so I'm going to do it. And I don't.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Yeah.
When we know God loves us, and we know we love God, mm-hmm. It changes everything. All
yeah.
of this becomes simple when God says, "Be in joy." Okay, I'm going to be in joy because mm-hmm. I love
yeah.
you, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do whatever you want because I love you.
Yeah, it's yeah. removing the options, which we've talked about
yeah.
so very many times on this channel. You can go back and watch a plethora of videos. But the only option a believer should have is to be in faith.
Right.
Like, that is what pleases God's heart. So
yeah.
if it pleases your heart and I love you, then that's the only thing I can do.
Yeah.
That's the only option I leave myself, is I think
yeah.
the heart of what you're saying.
Yeah. Because if... If we don't go back to the love of God, us loving God, we start
yeah.
to, the enemy starts to get into this realm of reason, and he'll win that argument.
Mm-hmm.
He will win the argument of worldly logic and argue. That's what he did with Eve
yeah.
in the garden. Imagine if Eve, all she did was just reminded herself, I love God. I'm not even going to entertain these thoughts. Not going to entertain these deceptions. Yeah. My mind, my logic may be saying, I don't want to be in faith right now. I don't want to be in expectation. You know what? I have 20 years to say you shouldn't be in expectation. And I know I'm kind of intense, but I want to attack what is the actual deception that's been coming up is all the why not to. Why have people not been in expectation? Why was I not in expectation?
Yeah.
Logic. Yeah. Logic. Letting that. But it'll wipe all of that away if we just think, I love God, I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not giving it the time of day. If she had just said to the serpent, I'm not giving you the time of day because I love God. I'm not even going to enter into this conversation with you. So coming out of the conversation of entertaining all the lies, that's why at the beginning of this broadcast, I'm able to tease like 17 people in 2 minutes. I'm kind of joking, but that really is an overflow of freedom for me. Yeah. Like that's me being in joy. And what is hope? It's a confident, joyful expectation. That's a sign of it. And if we're not in joy, we gotta step out of that realm of logic with the serpent. Like we gotta stop that. And then it's easy. Oh, God wants me to be like, God's, there's something good today for me. Okay. It's easy.
Yeah, and it's so important in this to recognize the difference between the flesh and who we really are, the spirit. And so often what the enemy has tried to do, I know with me, is bring up doubts, just like the enemy being the enemy, bring up doubts. And then what he's tried to convince us is, you're in doubt. Oh man, you've already missed it. And what's so important is no matter if we feel a doubt come up, you know, maybe you just woke up this morning and like, I just feel like just, like I'd rather just, you know, go back to sleep and wait for tomorrow. Today's just kind of a day and I'll just kind of live through it. Or I just don't feel like expecting. I don't feel like putting on the faith. Or maybe something, an opportunity did try to arise and doubts tried to come up. But regardless, that's the flesh. That's not the spirit. And the spirit is who we really are. And we've got to learn how to separate those. I am not my flesh. And put that in the comments. I am not my flesh. Mm-hmm. And what the enemy loves to do is to convince us that we are our flesh. So as soon as a doubt comes up, then condemn us. You've already messed up. You're already in doubt. You've already done all this. But just because a doubt comes up, just like the analogy, just because a bird flies over your head doesn't mean that you have to reach in the air, grab it, and bring it down to your head. Just because a doubt could try to come up in our flesh doesn't mean it's yours. It's what you do with it.
Yeah.
How you respond. Mm-hmm. And I have seen every single time that I've responded in faith, it has completely changed. Completely changed the situation. And one, the analogy that Pastor gave recently is Jesus on the cross. And this has been ministering to me so much over the past couple months. Is Jesus, and I think it's the most extreme situation that we can give, but it'll cover every situation that you may be facing. But Jesus is there on the cross. He's been crucified. He has been completely torn to shreds. He's sitting there, and God turns his back on him, which is something that none of us have ever faced and will ever face, that extreme situation. We'll never have to feel God's back turned on us. As terrible as we've ever felt, the worst that you've ever felt, God has never turned his back on you. That is a feeling that none of us know. And God turned his back on Jesus. And yet, so in that moment, Jesus felt nothing. He felt no hope of God being there. God's back was turned. All of the feelings in his flesh, the warm and fuzzies, the excitement for faith, the expectation, all of the feelings were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what do we see him do? We see him speak in faith. Into your hands, I commit my spirit. Did he feel well, God's there for me, the Father's there for me, and He's going to catch me, and I just feel this joyful, confident expectation that He's going to do it. No, God's back was turned. There was no warm and fuzzies. There was none of that that our flesh has wanted to feel for us to step out in faith, for us to speak in faith. I want to feel that, and then I know I can speak in faith. That was, none of that was available. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, I know the Father. I may feel like, I know His back is turned on me. Mm-hmm. But because I know His character and nature, because I know His love for me, I'm speaking out in faith. Lord, into Your hands I commit my spirit. And He died in that moment. But it was a confession of faith, despite what His flesh was feeling. And that was the exact right thing. And we see everything happening properly from that moment forward, exactly how it should be. Everything coming in line because of His faith. Even in the moments where He didn't feel right, everything came in line as He acted in faith. And that's what we've got to do.
Yeah.
That's what we've got to do when doubts try to come up, when busy seasons try to come up and we don't know what to do. There seems to be too much to do. There's so many opportunities trying to come up. You know, God, You gave me this word, but I don't feel like I'm seeing it come to pass. Maybe it's just a doubt of yourself, of your abilities, but we've got to speak out of faith, not out of feelings, not out of doubts. Lord, I know Your word. Mm-hmm. I know Your word. And whatever it is, whatever the word says about that situation, speak it out, whether you feel it or not. Align yourself with the word. Expect great things, whether you feel it or not.
Yeah.
That's how we act in faith. That's how we speak in faith. That's how we align ourselves with faith. And that's how we don't let our lives be driven by the whims of the flesh and the roller coasters of emotion and whatever is going on around us and, you know, the people that we're around or the situations we're around. That's how we determine, God, I'm always coming after You. No matter what tries to get thrown at me, I'm always going to respond in faith.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of similar too, is what I was just talking about.
Yeah.
Is in that moment, Jesus couldn't take, I think we get trapped in this like cycle of kind of selfishness.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't have a moment to say, you know what, God, I need You right now to tell me how much You love me, and then I'll do what's right. I need You to... I need it to be all about me. I need You to make me feel Your love, make me feel Your presence, and then I'll do the right thing, which is being in faith. In that moment, Jesus did the right thing. He loved God in that action.
Yeah.
He didn't feel God's love because God had His back turned to Him.
Yeah.
But he made a choice. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to love God back with my faith, whether I feel it or not. And too often, I think that's partly what I was dealing with, is I'm trying to feel that God loves me, and then I'll trust Him. I'm trying to get this, like come to some type of revelation where it's, like, easy and stuff. Like, but that's not... Sometimes, just like Jesus did, you do the right thing anyway. You love God. You are in expectation, in faith. Do it, and the feelings will come later.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like your southern accent is coming right
now. I don't know why. I think I might have heard it and I ignored it and just, I just ignored it and kept going. I don't know. I don't know what that was, guys.
It's fine. It's a Pastor Nicole. No, one of the things, as you were just saying, about love. Love's not a feeling. Yeah. Love is a choice and a commitment to unconditional giving at the leading of God.
Yes.
And it's not just unconditionally, I'll give gifts physically. It's I'm going to unconditionally give myself whether I feel like it or not.
Yes.
And that's how our entire life should be for the Lord.
Yeah.
And yet, so often, because we haven't understood the fact that we're a three-part being, you know, we are a spirit being, and when we're born again, our spirit man is one with the Holy Spirit. We have a soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, and that can be transformed to be in union with the Lord, but that realm of who we are, that's a choice. And then we have a body. We own our flesh man, but our flesh man is never going to line up with the Lord. And that's just something we've got to contend with.
Yeah.
Our flesh man is never going to love God.
It's not. We can get it to the place where it talks less when God gives an instruction. But just like Hebrews 12:11 says, all discipline seems to be sorrowful. Yeah. All of God's words on my flesh is not going to be happy. God is speaking to me because my flesh is corrupted.
Yeah.
So my flesh is never going to be happy when God tells me to do something. My flesh is always going to have a tinge of rebellion in it because its father is the God of the world, which is Satan.
Yeah.
It's part of that corrupted flesh on this earth. But that's not who we are.
Yeah.
And we've really, really got to get to the place where we start to learn what part of the three-part man is speaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My flesh is never a voice I should listen to.
No.
If my flesh is overwhelmed, I need to go run to the God of peace immediately.
Yeah.
Because if I'm overwhelmed, my flesh is going to lead me down a destructive pathway, some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Whether I fight or flight it, it's going to not be fruitful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If my flesh is angry, I need to go to the God of peace. Yeah. If my flesh is fearful, I need to go to the God of peace. If my flesh is speaking at all, like, this is so much fun, I'm going to check, God, is that your fun or is this Holy Spirit fun?
Yeah.
Because my flesh is not a source to trust. Mm-hmm. My flesh may coincidentally line up with the spirit man and like all parts of me are happy, but that's not, the flesh is not my ruling factor.
Right.
I am to discipline my flesh into submission to the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm to discipline it. And eventually my flesh will get into the habit of, oh, we're being disciplined right now. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. And it'll, like Pastor last week when he was correcting the body, I felt the correction too, but I literally laughed the entire service because my flesh is so used to that at this point that it's like, we're growing. Let's just do it together.
Mm-hmm.
Could I feel it? Sure. But I wasn't sorrowful because I've crucified my flesh in that regard that it doesn't have a voice that I listen to anymore.
Yeah.
The rest of my flesh needs to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
It should not get the option of being an unruly child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truly, think of the stuff that our flesh wants to do.
Like soda.
Legit.
We talked about that in family chat.
Legitimately, that was one of the examples I was thinking of. Like, what does our flesh typically want? Cucumbers? Yep. Well, not you.
No,
Brussels not sprouts or Cheetos? Like, our flesh, unless you're odd, but like, honestly, unless we've disciplined our flesh, our flesh is going to be like, I want Brussels sprouts. I don't want the Brussels sprouts. I want the brownies.
Yeah.
I want the cookies. I want whatever the treat is.
Yeah.
Just like, what's our flesh want to do if somebody throws something at us and starts arguing with us?
Yeah.
It wants to respond in some way, shape, or form. Why? Because it's like a child without a teacher or a parent in the room.
Yeah.
Like, when I taught kindergarten, I would always ask the teacher who we shared a room, watch the kids for me, because inevitably, if I would be gone for too long without proper discipline early on in the year while they were still being disciplined, I'd come back.
Mm-hmm.
Scissors would be flying. Rulers would be across the room. Paper is cut off. Like, backpacks are dumped out. The desk is flipped over. Someone's playing with Legos. And it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
The flesh happened.
Yeah.
Because there was no discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see, what I've tried to do is, so you were talking about those three parts, the three parts of man. You have your flesh, your soul, which is your mind, your will, your intellect, and you have your spirit. What I've tried to do is, the flesh, like you see with Eve, she had a desire. So the flesh had a desire, and then she stepped into her soul to try to figure it out. So it's like soda, honestly. Yeah. Like, it's just a very, it's a small example, but it's it'll show how we operate. Our flesh wants the soda. Our logic knows it is straight up chemicals. Like, we are putting some like unnatural thing in our body. We know that. Like, the mind is not gonna get, it's not gonna be enough to overcome the flesh. You cannot convince yourself out of the flesh. You can't win, beat the flesh in your mind.
Not if your flesh is strong.
No.
Like, if you're, like, wavering, it's fine. But, like, if you're bent on you want a Code Red Mountain Dew, looking at you, Rachel, whenever you watch, if you're bent on that, like, logically, you're going to be able to talk yourself right into that puppy.
Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. It's just chemicals for a moment.
I'm protected. I can drink any deadly poison and it will not harm me. I'm protected from all the Mountain Dew chemicals.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, I am.
I'm blessed. I can drink that soda.
It's fine if I yell at this person right now. Like, the Lord tells me that the violent take by force. And they were dumb anyway, so it's my responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, truly, the flesh needs to be disciplined. Because if we don't discipline it, we'll end up with an unruly child who's leading the house. Mm-hmm. And, like... Go to Walmart at Christmas time and get behind a parent who doesn't discipline their kids.
I don't want to.
And you're going
to
hear, like, I literally watched it at a store in town the other day, and they were screaming and crying and kicking and pushing. And I'm like, my spirit is like clawing at, like, stop it. Like, pop them something. Do something.
Yeah.
Because, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And everyone else around can see it's ridiculous. But the only one that has authority to discipline that child is the parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only one that has authority to discipline my flesh is myself.
Yeah.
You don't have authority to do that in my life. Pastor doesn't have authority to do that in my life.
Yes.
He provides that direction to me, but he can't discipline my flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to do that. Mm-hmm. And when I get it under control, then life gets so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's literally a choice of what am I going... Deb, no soda. Stop.
There she is. There's Deb.
Deb hasn't been here in like an hour. And Deb also no soda! No sugar for you! Which balances Juliet's. Just ate a cookie. But truly, like, we've got to discipline our flesh that when our flesh wants to be the unruly child who wants a soda, think of it that way. The next time the flesh tries to convince us that the word of God isn't true, it's no different.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same flesh. I want a soda. I want to be in logic. Shut up. Flesh, you're not me. You're not me. Go into timeout. The real me needs to get in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
I don't need to let a child drive my car. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They'll crash the car. It'll be bad news bears. The spirit man is the only one of my three parts who understands how to flow with the Lord and be fruitful. My logic can't be fruitful, not to the level of God's fruitfulness. My flesh man won't. So if I want to live God's way of living, I can't let the other two be in charge.
Yeah.
The only one that I'm like... If when you're the only one that I want in charge, like if it's you and the kids that you're babysitting, I'm not going to let the girls be in charge of my daughter.
Right.
They're little. They're tiny. You're the wise one in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let someone who doesn't know what they're doing babysit my kid. Even if they're really loud. No, it's got to be the wisest, the strongest, the one that's led to freedom. Loudness does not equal anointing. Doesn't equal being right. Loudness is just loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and what's the fruit of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the fruits of listening to the wisdom of the Lord.
Yeah.
There is I could pull up the scriptures. I could pull them all together and tell you, but there are scriptures all throughout the Word that speaks of the fruit of wisdom.
Yeah.
The fruit of disciplining the flesh, the fruit of listening to the Lord. And it is a long life. It's a prosperous life.
Yeah.
It's joy. It's peace. It's all of these things that God has. Righteousness. It's all of these fruits, everything that we're honestly seeking after in our life, everything that honestly the flesh wants is found in disciplining our flesh.
Yeah.
It's found in listening to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's found in obedience to God.
Yeah.
All of what we're seeking after, the best possible life, the happiest life, the most peaceful life, the best friends and family around us, the best job, the most prosperous life, everything that you can think of, every good and perfect gift is found in obedience to God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. If you're wondering, well, like, if it's just up to, you know, doing that, that's why. Because everything we're seeking after, everything we truly want, the only place we're truly going to find it is in God, in obedience to Him.
Amen. So today, let this be something that encourages you. That number one, if you face stuff like what we're describing, you're not alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not that you're bad. It's that we have an enemy. We have a common enemy. And hear that. I use that word on purpose. He's a common enemy. He's not a holy enemy. Yeah. He's not a sovereign enemy. He's a common enemy. Mm-hmm. There's nothing distinct about him. He's a liar. Yeah. He's a dirtbag. He's not all powerful. He's a liar and a deceiver. He's a common enemy. And so he's come and he's tried to deceive.
Yeah.
He's tried to destroy. But today the Lord put his finger on it and said, look, through my lens of seeing, look with the eyes of God and see it's bigger than just you.
Yeah.
It's bigger.
Yes.
Why are we sharing all of this? Could this not just be done on one-on-one, like, counseling? Well, maybe. But the reason we're sharing it corporately is because something bigger is at play.
Yeah.
See, you who are watching, whether this is your first time watching this broadcast, whether you're a longtime partner with this ministry is going places. This ministry has a vision, 2024, the year of his presence.
Yeah.
We're in the process of planting our second campus. There are more campuses to come.
Yeah.
There's more destiny to be had. There's more things to do. Pastor's in the process of planning more international trips where he's going to be going ministering the fire of God all around the world. You're connected to a ministry that's ministering across 12 million homes in America with the possibility of that expanding exponentially. We're not a local church. We're an international ministry, and we are literally just at the door of a launching like none of us have even imagined.
Yeah.
No, none of us have truly grabbed a hold of the fullness of the glory of God that he wants to shine through the ministry of Boomerang International. It is bigger than anyone has ever allowed or even not just allowed themselves to think. It's bigger than any of us have ever seen as we've tried to think about how big it is. Mm-hmm. It's big and it's huge and the time is now.
Yeah.
We've talked about this for the entire 10 years I've been in this ministry that we're called to things. Big things are up ahead. And right now, like the anointing's on this, I'm speaking prophetically to you. Yeah. So have ears to hear this. For the last 10 years, and it's been since before me, pastor has spoken, this is where we're going. By the word of God, these are the things that are coming up ahead. Right now is the launching of things that pastors have dreamt and haven't even been able to release yet, because God was waiting for a time. He was waiting for a moment, and we're at the moment.
Yeah.
We're at the door. So what does the thief do? He tries to steal momentum.
Yeah.
He tries to cause disunity. He tries to disrupt fellowship. He tries whatever. The thief is a liar and a loser. He cannot stop what God has started. It will not happen.
Yes.
Too long have we seen disruptions. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, with every bit of agreement on this broadcast right now, through the partners, through the girls that are here right now, everyone in the studio, we decree an end to disrupting the flow of God on the ministry. No more disruptions, no more unplanting, no more lack of hope, no more explosions, no more. We call an end to it today.
Yeah.
We call for the peace of God to be over our partners. We call for the peace of God to be over the vision of Boomerang.
Yeah.
We call for the hand of God to be on every facet of this ministry. You've told us the time is coming. You told us a month and a half ago through a word at service that now was the time that dreams are being fulfilled. Now is the day where our mouths were filled with joyful laughter, and we will be like those who dream, and the nations would look at this ministry and glorify God, because only God could do these things. We call an end to any disruptor of that flow of the grace of God. We call it exposed right now in the name of Jesus. Thief, you are caught. You have no portion with our people. You have no portion with this vine. You have no portion with our things. You have no portion on this ministry. Pressure be broken now.
Yes.
Hopelessness be destroyed now. Let any fear be broken off now. Depression leave now. Yeah. Any divorce options go from the table now. Anything that's not of you be gone. Yeah. Disunity done in this company. We call an end to it now. And by the anointing, we release our faith that 2024 starts now.
Yeah.
The word that's on this ministry, it's starting now. Yeah. Now is the year of his presence. Now is the year of the glory. Now is the year of visitation. Now is the year of the anointing. Now. Let it come now in people's homes. Let joy break off that pressure now in the name of Jesus. Let your mighty hand of God rest upon every single one of us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Let us have a tangible manifestation of your love, a tangible manifestation of your goodness right now. I ask you, Father, for it. Those who have been asking for a sign and a wonder and they just haven't understood, give them the sign of your love right now. Let that love come. Let it flood out any pressure. Let the goodness of God just eradicate any antichrist thing. Mm-hmm. And we call this vine to be pure right now.
Yeah.
Pure. There's no mixture on this vine.
Yeah.
There's no nothing on this vine except the Holy Ghost. There is only joy that comes out of the vine of God. Only joy is up ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Only joy is up ahead. Only joy. Only peace. Only hope. Only love is up ahead. Right now, we just receive it. We have it. This day, if the whole reason we did this broadcast, Lord, was to get to this point of faith for the people, for us to be able to extend our faith as a company and align ourselves with you and with our pastors, praise God, because you just changed so many things over this ministry. Thank you for it. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you've not left us, you've helped us, and you've broken us free today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Well, I know we didn't like extremely talk about his presence and everything, but what's so cool is we had leading that was the direction of the broadcast, and look at, it's right there.
Yeah.
We didn't necessarily do a teaching on his presence, but what we talked about led to his presence.
Yeah.
His presence is manifesting right now.
Yeah.
The whole point is being in his presence. That's what Pastor talked about yesterday. It's our word. Yeah. We talked about it is our word for 2024, and it's starting now.
Yeah.
Like, God is so cool because honestly, God has plans for his presence. Like, that last night in youth, that's what came up too, was, like, God had a plan last night for youth. And if you have youth in this ministry, like, make sure they're at youth. Make sure they're attending. Mm-hmm. God literally had a plan last night that he spoke to us and said, my presence is going to be here tonight. And the same thing happened today on the broadcast. We knew his presence is going to be here today on the broadcast.
Yeah.
And it's starting now, but this is an everyday thing.
Yeah.
This is a new normal.
Yeah. And it's not something that we just conjure up. I didn't know I was going to pray when I started speaking. Like, I thought I was going to, thank you for jumping. But when you talk about him, he comes.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're faithful to the word and you're just hungry for God.
Yeah.
He is looking for any moment just to be with us. Like, it came out so much this morning in prayer. Of course his presence came. Like, that phrase came up to me yesterday during the service. It came up again this morning. It came up right now. Of course he came. He has to come.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course there's provision. It's who he is.
Yeah.
Of course his presence is here. We were talking about him. We want him. Of course he did. He's so, like, I don't mean that at all, like, to diminish what you're just saying. Like, it is something to be in awe of. But he's just been reiterating that to me in the last 24 hours. Of course he's going to. Yeah. We've been seeking him with our whole heart. Of course we're going to find him. That's who he is. Yeah. He's so faithful.
It's a promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no more.
Amen. I'm done. Yeah, I think you're right. It's just the blinders coming off.
Yeah.
Of course God's faithful.
Yeah.
Of course when we ask him to be here, he's here. Of course his power is here to deliver us.
Yeah.
The only reason why we haven't been seeing it is because we've just been deceived.
Yeah.
And that anointing broke that, so it's like, bam.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
So praise God. Like, there... Sittler. Like, I mean, as we were praying, like, I see in the comments right now, multiple people being like, I received that right now. Like, right now, that's mine.
Yeah.
Truly, the presence of God right now, it's yours.
Amen.
He dwells in each one of us. Like, when we go looking for him, he's right here. He's in me.
Yeah.
He lives in each one of us. He's not a mysterious God. Amen. It's literally, he's in me. So expect him today. Like, as we're fellowshipping with him through the day, expect, of course I'm going to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. Of course you're going to work things around for me today. Mm-hmm. Of course healing power is mine. Mm-hmm. Of course restoration is mine. Of course things are peaceful. Of course. Because you're with me today. So as we prayed, let that, of course, going back to the Psalm 5:3 that we quoted earlier, eagerly watch for what was just prayed out.
Yeah.
It's not because it's Barrett or Abby and Marky here. No, it's not that it's us. It's him.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed. He decreed. So let's be expecting him. Things got turned. So let's expect that. And if you want to sow into the broadcast day, and just if you have that written on your heart, that today is one of those days of, I need to invest myself in that word. My money, my seed, it's a representation of me. Mm-hmm. It's a symbol of my livelihood. Mm-hmm. And I want my life invested in today's word. Then feel free to sow. You don't have to. We sow this broadcast freely into you. With no force of receiving anything back. God's our provider. We trust him. But if we do make it available, so that way, if God's written it on your heart, I need to invest today. I need to sow today. I need my life to be tangled up in the grace of God that's over What's Right Ministries and Boomerang International. Then we have made the ground available for you to plant that seed into. You can go to giveww.org, scan the QR code. There's a variety of ways that you can give, but do it in faith, knowing I'm going to eagerly watch because today's seed is producing. Mm-hmm. It's not just being scattered. It's being sown, and that fruit is coming to pass quickly. So we're going to bless the seed, and we're going to watch. A quick return is coming back to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, right now, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for every single person who, in obedience to you, is following that leading and sowing into this word, sowing into this good soil. And thank you, Lord, that your word promises it has to happen. The seed is sown into the good soil, and a great harvest is coming back into their hands. We thank you, Lord, that it is pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we look in expectation for that harvest to come quickly back into their hands. Lord, bless it. Bless the seed to do what you've called it to do. And bless the harvest. Bless the people. Bless their obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.